Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight over at the Fortress, we'll see if they can start I guess it would be just two in a row, not necessarily winning streak, Lindsay, but the Knights playing the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, who are on they're just beginning a roadie themselves.
Yes, for it to be considered a row, it has to be multiple wins or losses. And the Maple Leafs have suffered five straight losses themselves heading into this game in the start of their road trip. So they are going to be playing desperate to get some good feelings back going for their team.
Two teams struggling. There's no doubt about it.
There are. And actually, there was an article written. And so I wanted to play a little game with you and everyone else listening in their car. Because on the nightcap earlier this week on Monday, which was technically last night because today is Tuesday.
It was earlier this week.
We were talking about how similar these two teams are, at least in terms of how they've gotten off to a disappointing start, having a lot of expectations. So I'm going to read these little excerpts from the article, and I want you to guess whether they are describing the Leafs or the Knights.
All right. And everybody can play along.
Everyone can play along. Team names and player names have been redacted, and they will be said as such. So we'll just start. This comes from an NHL.com article. Greg Wyshynski, the name redacted, could win the Stanley Cup this season, but they'd have to win every game by a football score. They can't defend. They're currently stats that don't matter at all. Without a goaltending safety net like they had last season, that has been exposed. Their lower scoring. Golden Knights or Maple Leafs?
Everybody out there, y'all think about it. A little Jeopardy music. Without the safety net of goalie, well, it feels like it's VGK.
That would be incorrect, Wally. That would be the Maple Leafs. So let's go. Next one. Let's find one juicy one. All right. Everyone always focuses on their defensive woes and how they've chosen to construct their roster in relation to that. But the most concerning developments this season have actually been on the other end of the ice. They've gone from being a devastating rush team to one trying to grind things out by firing shots from the point and working the cycle games. Their personnel is simply ill-suited for that. VGK or Toronto? Oh, yes.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one. Start playing the game.
I want to go with... you know what? The last one I was wrong, so I'm going to go with my gut and go Toronto.
You would be correct. It is the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yes. Like I said, many similarities. That's what makes this kind of a game.
Right.
All right. Let's do one more. One more. We'll do it. We'll do the really long paragraph.
Okay.
The name redacted can't really make any significant improvements right now without parting with a core member of their team, which they won't do. They don't have room to take on salary, and they're already down a first round pick coming this summer. One easily fixable thing they could do on the margins that would go a long way is getting a reliable backup goaltender that gives them a chance to win when goalie name redacted gets a night off.
Come on. That's got to be Golden Knights. But wait. But I think the Knights still have a pick, don't they? No, Golden Knights.
You are incorrect. That is also the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know, right? Isn't that crazy? I was thinking about that, too. I was like, do they have a first-round pick? I was like, I'm pretty sure they probably sent that up to Ottawa last year when they traded for Mark Stone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they still have a pick. It's late, though.
Yes.
I think it's in the late teens.
They might have swapped first-rounders of something. But like I said, so many similarities, and that's what makes this game interesting and kind of equally dangerous, because while the Knights did get off the schneid against the Calgary Flames, which is a former division winner as of last year.
Right.
A team that's kind of struggling themselves, but they beat them handily 6-0. But that's just one game. Before that, they've had quite a string of rough ones, and the Leafs are in a streak of their own. So I have three keys to tonight's game for the Golden Knights to succeed. Right.
Listen up, everyone. This is the chance for everyone to kind of know what you're talking about. When you're waiting for the drum line, you can talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends about these three keys.
All right. Number one, you cannot spell forecheck without four lines. And this is something that I talked about on the nightcap. It's something I talked about last week when they were going to face off against the Los Angeles Kings. But the Knights really get down to their true identity as a team when all four of their lines are forechecking consistently. And that means they're making sure that they're getting in the opposition's, the defenseman's face when they're in their defensive zone, making them pressure their decisions, rush those decisions. When you rush those decisions, what happens, Paul?
Bad things happen.
Bad things happen. Mistakes happen. And you saw that pretty much from the entire lineup against the Calgary Flames. You got to get on them early, right, and you got to demoralize them early and just snatch that right away, because there are so many just high octane offensive weapons that the Maple Leafs have. Austin Matthews being one, Mitch Marner being one.
Done.
They're just, you have to make sure that you get inside those young guys' heads, right?
Yes, truth.
This is true. Number two, F3, aka your last forward in the offensive zone, usually a center. They usually hang out in the slot. They need to make sure that they're staying in that slot area, or at least a higher awareness in the defensive zone. Like I said, lots of firepower coming down towards your defensive zone on the other squad.
Sure.
You have to be sure that you're keeping your head up and making sure you're not getting too deep in the offensive zone, so you're setting up offensive rushes against you. And you want to make sure that you're covering these guys, because they have a tendency to jump off the side wall, the half wall, you know, by the hash marks when they drop the puck on the faceoff, and then float into the middle and get those high, high danger scoring chances in the slot. You got to keep track of those big boys, and it's going to be tough, especially for the Knights and their defensive core. But they did play better the other night.
Yeah, okay. That's two.
That's two. Last one.
Numero tres.
Numero tres. And this is something that Ben Goetz highlighted on the nightcap last night, and when we were talking about Nate Schmidt, as he had four assists the other night. But what his big contribution to that 6-0 win over the Flames was his ability to get the puck out of the defensive zone quickly. So my third point is, when in doubt, chip it out. And that is literally a mantra I coach when I coach back home, because it doesn't matter sometimes how the puck gets out of your defensive zone. The less time you spend in there means the less stopping and starting you're putting your defenders through, the less stopping and starting you're putting your goaltenders through. So that equates to less energy being expended. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So you put it off the glass, chip that sucker down, and chase it. That's all you got to do. The tape-to-tape passes aren't there. You got to figure out something better. We can't be cycling in the defensive zone for endless minutes and just burning ourselves up. That's how we get into trouble.
All right. And that's how the VGK might be able to put together two in a row, mm-hmm, so to speak. And the Penguins figured out how to shut down Austin Matthews.
They did. And they poured it on against the Maple Leafs as well. They figured out how to shut him down and then shove their game literally right back in their face. The Maple Leafs are in serious trouble. Mike Babcock, who is hockey legend, legendary coach, is in trouble. He might be getting let go if he's not able to get things back on the right track for the Toronto Maple Leafs quickly.
Two teams kind of colliding at the same time, facing very similar situations, the Leafs and your Golden Knights. This could be the start of something good, I think. If you get a dub tonight against Toronto and play excellent defense as they could, and maybe Fleury shows up and you know, surrenders maybe one, or puts together his third shutout of the season,
mm-hmm,
then you start rolling into the Sharks and you start rolling into that Pacific Division, mm-hmm, where you could start making a little bit of noise again, which I think is what we've all been waiting for. I mean, we're a quarter of the way through the season already.
I know, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, we're moving quickly.
Yep.
And I think coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about grades on the team and grades on how we think that first quarter of the season's gone for the Knights. But if, you know, for right now, you know, tonight is not necessarily, there's no turning point for this team, but I think it's a way to take another bigger step forward in, mm-hmm, in becoming that cohesive unit I think we saw with the team and we're used to seeing from this team.
Right. Prove that Sunday isn't an anomaly. Prove that that's the team that we are supposed to be expecting to see, and that most of this fan base in the league does expect to see. They expect those games 6-0 where they're able to score. They expect games where you dominate pretty much every facet of the game. That if that's what this team is, they should have no problem not just competing, but beating this Toronto Maple Leafs squad tonight.
And Fleury and Goal and Anderson expected to start for Toronto, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, you are correct. And Toronto has struggled on the goaltending side this year. They were really strong in that department last year.
I thought we liked Freddie Anderson.
I'm not a huge fan of his. I mean, nothing against the dude, but he's just not one of my chosen goalies that I choose to kind of follow around and admire. But he's good. He can turn in a pretty damn good performance. But the more you pepper those goalies, the more you get in their kitchen, the more traffic you create in front of that net, better chance you find that puck behind that goal line with the goal siren.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.